Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
This caught my ear over the weekend while we're in. Chris, obviously you're part of the news team here.
Yes.
You were enjoying a lovely weekend off with family and relatives and things like that.
Yes.
Well, poor Vicky was here holding the news together on Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
And in a 2 o'clock bulletin on Saturday afternoon, she created a new word. It's one of our favourite things, isn't it?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
We like creating new words when we mismatch scripts together. But this, I thought, was a really nice new word.
Okay.
Have a listen. This is Vicky on Saturday.
Energy customers misled into switching to deals that weren't the cheapest should be compensated by price comparison sites.
Cheapest.
Right. Cheapest.
I like that. I don't know whether... Was that something way you described like a little chicken? The cheapest chicken? The thing that's been dominating chit-chat over the weekend is the dress.
Yeah.
Which we kind of alerted everybody to on Friday morning, to be fair, wasn't it? It was very early on we spotted
that. We didn't get all the fuss. We were just both blue and black, weren't we?
It's definitely blue and black. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, it is.
It's a different photo of a different dress. But it set me thinking this morning. I thought I'd put my shirt on. I posted a picture of my shirt this morning because, to me...
Just in case.
It's red, blue, grey and dark grey checks.
No way. Shirt. It's definitely white and gold.
Is it?
Yeah.
What are you looking at, man? So the picture's on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for your interaction on this morning. Hello, Julia and June and Craig and loads of comment. Different opinion of what colour it is, though. So it's right. You're not on your own. Anne says white and gold. She thinks it's white and gold. And she's gone, no, hang on, blue and black. So Cindy's just put sexy.
Very nice.
Who else on here? Gayness. It's purple. How can it be purple? It's not purple. Is it? Is that purple?
It's
like a blue.
Sort of purple.
Blue and black, says Lewis. Leandra's put, what shirt? What? Gary says pink. It's not pink, Gary.
It is a bit pink.
It's not pink. Where's it pink?
It is that's kind of a pinky red.
What? It's not. June says, looks like green to me. And there was a bit on Twitter, Mark's put orange. It's not orange either, is it?
No, I don't think it's orange.
Definitely not orange. So the shirt is what we're trending with this morning. So get on that if you've got nothing better to do this morning than have a little look at that. Let's play Little Lyrics. We've got the kids from Woodfield Primary School on this week and we have a teacher on to play. Angela's here. Hello, Angela.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Angela. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, right. We don't want to make you late for work because you're off to work. Which school do you teach at?
I'm at Lee CE Juniors in Lee.
Lee CE Juniors, fabulous. Right, well, what year do you teach?
Year 3.
Yeah. Lovely. Got a good day planned, got a good week for them, yes?
Yes, I have indeed, yes.
Oh, excellent, okay. Right then, Angela, let's see if we can win you these tickets. You're going to see a film at Lee City World, yes, so that'll be nice and handy for you. Here we go, here's our little lyric this morning.
Hi, my name's Jodie and this is my lyric. Just shoot for the stars if it feels right, and aim for my heart if you feel like. And take me away and make it okay.
Okay, then, Angela, what is that song? Who sings it?
I think it's Maroon 5 from Moves Like Jagger.
Just shoot for the stars.
Yeah, it is. Well done. Is that your karaoke tune, Angela?
It's not. I just knew it.
Do you have like staff parties and things like that?
We have been known to.
Yeah, I always think it's funny on, especially with Facebook these days, when you see pictures of if you're a kid, seeing pictures of your teachers at your school office party and things like that. It must be hilarious. anyway, so where do you live, by the way? Where are you from?
I live in Ashton.
You live in Ashton. Okay. Well, so have you arrived at school now? Or are you stuck in traffic?
No, I'm still stuck in traffic.
Oh, no. Oh, nightmare. Okay, well, I hope you get there soon. Have a great day at school.
Thank
so it's
you.
Your year. So if you're off to school this morning, if you're in year 3 at Lee CE Juniors, hello to you. Have a great day. Your teacher's going to give you a really good day today because she's been on the radio. Thanks, Angela.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
I will.
Today it's Fun Facts About Names Day.
Okay.
You wouldn't have known that today, but
no,
it is. It's Fun Facts About Names Day. Now, I'm not going to research everybody's name here because we'll be here all day, but obviously we're both Christophers.
Yes.
So, Christopher's everywhere, widely used from the 10th century onwards, our name.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, St. Christopher is the patron saint of travel. Our name is it was consistently in the top 20 baby names up until 1995, right? Since then, we've slipped out the top 100. Something else, I don't know, I never knew this about the name Christopher. Did you know that the name Christopher translates as love God?
Well, I don't want to brag.
Did you not know that?
No.
If you were out over the weekend, I hope you survived the roadworks nightmare wherever you were heading, or as I'm dubbing it, carry on roadworks. I keep expecting Sid James or Kenneth Williams or Barbara Windsor to pop up at some point. Because the M56, were you stuck in that at the weekend, heading to and from Manchester Airport? And then there's the roadworks at the top end of the M58 around the M6, Junction 26, Oral. They've been going on for months. And again, yet again this weekend, no pre-warning that they were going to close the junction. If we'd have known, we'd have let you know. But nobody tells us. They don't tell us. No one knew it was coming. That's like a law unto themselves around Oral at the minute. And the whole thing reached a new low on Saturday, as we were heading around on Saturday, when the temporary traffic lights, which they put in to control the traffic on Saturday at this really busy junction, they failed. But instead of putting stop-go boards up, there were just two blokes on their mobile phones directing the traffic. It was, like, ridiculous. What's going on? I kept thinking they were going to hold their phones up with some kind of, like, traffic light app on in order to get the traffic flow. There must be a traffic light app. I have to download one. And what I was thinking was, I'm not sure exactly what would have happened if the battery had gone dead. The next thing, all I can imagine is that next weekend, if it happens again, they're going to bring out two yoghurt pots and a piece of string.